to hone your craft, that's the thing, and to be surrounded by other people that you can network with, that you learn not just the writing experience, but how to market your book, how to query agents, how to pitch your story, how to land a publishing contract, and then, of course, the story itself, how to make it better.
Okay, great. And tell me about the history. How did it all start?
It originally started with a Cuesta instructor. Her name was Lillian Dean. And she decided that they needed more than just classes, that they needed, because writing is a very solitary profession. And so she decided to have a conference where we all kind of come together and get out of our little cave and talk to each other and network. So she started with that. And each year we honor somebody in the community with the Lillian Dean Award. And it's a local author or someone who's really helped to push the writing. And so this year it's Carol Leslie, who owns Volumes of Pleasure. She's one of the last standing independent bookstores in the area, and she really takes authors in, new authors, puts their books out, sells her books, does that type of stuff. But we've had Wendolyn Von Drennan, we've had Dave Congleton, Tom Wilmar, Catherine Ryan Hyde. So we've had, those were other Lillian Dean's recipients. So she started it on the campus, and it started with a one-day thing on a Saturday, and now I've grown it to 3 days.
And tell me about when you came in here, you were saying that, so of course it costs something to attend this.
It's $250 for everything, except for the master classes. But yes, we do have scholarships.
You said scholarship. Yeah. And so tell me about the scholarships.
Well, we found that that writers are shy, no matter what. And a lot of them that are just starting out, of course, have another job. And it's hard to put a big chunk of money, which is $250, towards something that's kind of their starting off at. So we offer a ton of scholarships, because I say no one should not come to the conference because of money. We'll find a way to plug you in. So we get fabulous sponsors that help us and pay for these scholarships. So Chevron pays for our teachers to come, because we're training teachers to teach writing. PG&E pays for our teens to come. We have a whole teen track. So any teen that wants to come, PG&E pays for them. And then there's a scholarship available at every single library, the Black and Gold Library in the whole area. And so that's an essay contest. They write an essay of "This is my story." And then each individual librarian picks a recipient and gives them a free conference to them. And then we also, in honor of two of our conference faculty that have passed away, we have two scholarships. One's an Anna Unkovich scholarship. She was our volunteer coordinator, and she passed from cancer. So we have one for either cancer patients or people that have been touched by medical issues and they can't afford to come. And then we also have the Paul Fahey scholarship. And Paul was a brilliant author, but he was our first LGBT teacher. So anything under that kind of genre, we give two scholarships away in honor of him.
Okay, got it. And so last year, how many attendees did you have?
Last year, we had 250 attendees. Even though it's 250 people, it's a very intimate, small group. Most writing conferences are thousands of people. Our staff of 40 not only teaches classes and sits on panels and does workshops, they also do private critique sessions. So you can sit down with, like, let's say we have Ricky Roxbury, who's an on-staff screenwriter for Disney. He writes the Disney cartoons Charmed and Tangled and How to Train Your Dragon. So if you are wanting to break into TV and you're wanting to write a TV script, you can sit down with him, show him your work, and he will give you feedback and advice and kind of take over a mentorship. So all of our staff does that. They also, at lunches, because I'm a local food critic, we have very high-end meals there, which is what we're known for. But at our lunches, each of the staff has to sit at a table by themselves. So the students can sit in a very, you know, casual environment and talk to the teachers and get some more out of them.
Does it happen in Cuesta when there are other students there? This is over a weekend when they're not regular classes going on?
There is both. So this year we've started something new called master classes, and those happen on Thursday. And what those are is 6 hours with one expert where the students write and learn and they get critique and they edit. And the purpose of the master class is to finish the 6 hours with a finished product. So like we have Doug Richardson, who wrote Die Hard and Bad Boys, will be teaching how to write an opening scene for a movie, because the opening scene is what will sell a movie and get people to go watch a movie. So for 6 hours, he's going to have you write, and then you'll read, and then you'll critique, and you'll hone it. And then we have Jonathan Mayberry, who's teaching action scenes, not for movies or for novels, because writing an action scene is very difficult for someone who actually hasn't boxed somebody or, you know, run a mile. So a lot of writers don't have that. So Jonathan teaches that. Jonathan is a big deal this year. He just sold his whole series of books called V-Wars to Netflix, and Netflix believes it's going to be their next huge thing. They're putting all their money and heft behind it. All these beautiful people are playing vampires. And so Jonathan will be talking about that and also how you get your work from a novel to Netflix, which is kind of a new entry for writers. And then we have Brian Schwartz teaching people like how to take their book and self-publish it. So not only to get it up on Amazon, but how to promote it yourself if you're going the self-publishing way. And then we have Peter Dunn, who literally everything we watched in the 90s on TV, he developed, wrote, or produced. And he'll be teaching contemplative memoir. His is sold out, though. And then Michael Stackpole is teaching a novel, how to write a novel. And basically, it's a 12-day step to write a novel. And so he'll outline it and give you everything you need, and you'll have the first chapter or the outline of the novel done by the end of the class. So those are on Thursday from 9 to 5, and then Thursday night is our opening keynote, Aldana's on it, and it's Wine, Women, Wisdom, and Words. So we'll have wine and food by female winemakers and female chefs out in the courtyard prior to the keynote. And then up on stage, we'll have six women, very different, diversified women, talking about the stories that their grandmothers gave them that gave them the courage to become the writer and the human that they are. Also, stories that they want to share that's current to the relative, what's going on in the world right now. And then a story to leave behind for their granddaughters.
Got it. Okay, can you give us a little preview of what are you going to be talking about? Do you have an idea yet?
I have several ideas. My grandmother, I didn't grow up really close to my grandmother. They lived far away. But there is one story in particular that stands out, and that was how she would always hide her jigsaw puzzles underneath the tablecloth. And because my grandpa thought that was, you know, not worth her time to be doing. She should have been cooking and cleaning and doing something busy work, you know. And so she would hide those under the tablecloth. So I'm going to talk about how we should not hide our passions.
And in the beginning, you said that you had attended the conference and you'd learned things that you didn't know. Can you remember a couple of things that you'd learned that you didn't know prior?
Well, my first book was a memoir. So the first class I took was on writing memoir. And I learned a lot about what not to do. Because when you're starting out, you think you know everything, and you don't. But what I say the biggest thing that attracted me to the conference was, as Terry mentioned, everyone is kind and extremely approachable. So you take something from every class, even if you've already done it. I've already written a novel. I've already written two novels. I still will go to a novel writing class with new instructors because there's always something new that you can take away. And it's ever-changing. It's ever-changing. What worked in the past might not work today. So it's all about staying up on what's happening now, what's selling now, and pitching. Pitching is such a big deal because even if you've written a great novel, the great American novel, maybe, if you don't know how to pitch it and pitch it quickly, what's called an elevator pitch, where you just distill it down to a couple of sentences, because we're very much in an ADD society. We have very short attention spans, and editors and agents are extremely busy. So if you can't pop out that concept of your novel in a couple of sentences, you lose them. So that was probably the best thing I learned.